Sarah again, and in the first video in this mindset prep work, we talked about time and how it can help you to make better videos and get more comfy on camera. And today we're gonna dive into the three key ingredients to video success. Number one is taking frustration to fruition. So I am going to look into my crystal ball and I will predict that you will have moments of frustration during this course. Nobody said that making videos was the easiest thing in the world. A lot of people have a tremendous amount of resistance when it comes to this stuff, like huge amounts, mountains of resistance when it comes to putting themselves on camera and out there in the world. So one of the big things that can happen is you hop on that frustration train and you start to feel like you can't do it. You get worked up, you're upset, you get angry at yourself, and you feel like you just suck at this and that's it. I have been there and I understand, and I will tell you that the key to dealing with this is to understand that frustration is just what it is. It's frustration. It's not actual proof that you suck at something. It's not actual proof that, oh my gosh, everyone else can do it and I can't. Everyone's better than me and Frustration is just an emotion. It's a reaction to how you're feeling about what's going on. And it's a reaction to that gap between what you have and where you wanna be and not being there yet. So yeah, it is no indication of actual like ability or potential for you with video. So the way to deal with frustration is to deal with it. Whenever you feel that frustration monster coming up, head on into the group, chat with us, tell us that it's coming up, get some cheerleading, because frustration is really like your brain trying to make you stop doing something, and we'll be there to cheer you on to tell you you should keep doing it. So make sure you hop into the group, get support from us, from your peers and from myself, and just say, I'm on the frustration train, I need help. Like, talk me back from the ledge, that kind of thing, okay? So use the resource that this course provides, because it's a safe space in that Facebook group. It's a home where you can go in and say, ah! You can have your little meltdown, and we will help you get through it. And here's another thing with a frustration train, is it's actually feeding negativity into you. It's like you have opened up your trap and you're just shoving negativity into it. I found myself stranded in the States without a passport, trying to figure out how the heck to get home. And it took me about 3 weeks in order to find a way to make it happen. And people online were very amazed and astounded by the fact that I was handling it with humor. I was handling it with as much grace as I could muster. And with a pretty good attitude about it. I mean, the first night when I found out I couldn't head back home because I'd lost my passport, I was like going, argh! In the frustration train, I was right on it. But the next day I woke up and I rolled up my sleeves and I was like, all right, let's figure this out and let's have some fun while I'm doing it. So as you can see, frustration really is a choice. It's your circumstances, but how you choose to react to them. What do you do about it? And it's the same with video. So if you make a mistake and you're going through and you're just like, this isn't working, instead of beating yourself up, it's an opportunity to put on some music, to dance, to like walk away, go for a walk, head around the block and get some fresh air. It's your opportunity to laugh it off. It's an opportunity for choosing any variety of reactions to messing up, right? Because when mistakes happen, glitches happen, like they happen in life and they happen in video. And if you're reacting negatively, definitely head into the Facebook group because we are there. We're full of love and hugs for you. So head on over and let us know how you're doing. And if it's really driving you absolutely bonkers, like the frustration is just overwhelming, make sure you hop on one of the Q&A calls and talk with me. Let's work it out, okay? There are no fabpreneurs left behind in this course. I wanna make sure that you are able to keep moving forward. So definitely it's an opportunity in those Q&As to head on in and ask me to help you walk through it. I have done this for many people, so make sure you let me know where you're at. Now, the second key ingredient to video success is to do the work. Seriously, I am so serious when it comes to this. The only way to get better on camera and to make better videos is to actually make them, to try them, to do them, to make your mistakes. You have to do the work. Thinking about it is not gonna help you. So the only way through it is to do it, seriously. Like, put that as a mantra on your fridge and on your desktop, on your computer. Like, the only way through it is to do it. When I was in theater school, actually, the founder of the theater school, Sanford Meisner, had come up with this phrase and it was plastered throughout the school, which was, acting is doing. And it is the same with getting better on camera. It's the same with making videos. It's the doing of it that is the most important part. So do it, do it, do it, do it. You can do it. I know you can. Just do the work. Yes. So the third, number three, the third key ingredient to video success in this course is actually related to the second one, and that is to press record consistently. So if you just press record at the beginning of the course and press record at the end of the course and you're wondering why there's not a whole lot of progress, it's because you haven't been pressing record consistently. So you'll be getting video missions, video adventures throughout, and it's up to you to really make the time to do this on a consistent basis. This is a process, and this process loves consistency. It loves when you take action. So make sure that you press record consistently. So a quick recap, our lovely three key ingredients to video success are: number one, turning frustration into fruition. Number two, do the work. The only way through it is to do it. And number three is to press record consistently. Okay, those are the top three key ingredients to success with your videos in this course. Rock your sweet sheets, and of course, head on over to the group and share. And as always, dream up, and I will see you in the next video.